Someone told me, "Oh, Geshe-la, it must have been so peaceful in the 3-year retreat to meditate all day, you know." I said it was peaceful like Iraq war, you know. Okay. Let's do some more. Let's get your prayer book if you have Three Treasures. Let's do page 179 verse 11. Then we finish 2 lines of the 5 lines, so we have to finish 3 more. Okay, let's do it tonight. So, Mingme Tsewe Ter Chen Chen Me Sik, we finished. Chime Kembe Wambo Jampe Yang, we finished. And now we're on the 3rd verse. Dupu Malo Jomze Samwe Dak. So, Du, in Tibetan language, Du means a devil or a demon, okay? There's a nice book in English, it's a Christian book, it's called Screwtape Letters. You should read it. It's very short. It's from England during the Second World War. And there's a young man who's living in London. The devil assigned his nephew to go to London and corrupt him. Okay? So try to get him to drink alcohol or cheat on other people's husband or wife, or, you know, steal some money, or, you know, waste his life. So then we see letters from the devil to his nephew. So the whole book is letters mailed to the nephew from the devil. Okay. You never hear the nephew's letters, you only hear the uncle's replies. It's very beautiful. And in one of the letters, the devil says to his nephew, you know, we have good times and bad times. We have some successes and we have some failures. Devil, demon. But the biggest success we had recently was we did a big advertising campaign, and now nobody believes in the devil. Okay? This is our success. All the modern people think that's a superstition. Those bad spirits or those demons, those are just like, they're not modern. Okay? They don't really exist. Okay? Those people don't exist. Those beings who can hurt you, invisible, malicious beings, don't exist. You know, this is a great achievement of the devil, that no modern people believe in him, you know. So he's laughing, you know. So there are demons in the world, there are devils, and they are real, okay? They are not some superstition from 500 years ago or something like that, okay? They exist, and if you see emptiness directly, you can meet a Buddha, you can see the Buddha directly, face to face. But also you can gain the ability to see demons, okay? And they exist, okay? And I'll tell you a story. I met one demon, okay? And so when I left college, when I graduated, I had a teacher, he's a Japanese, he teaches Japanese Buddhism. He's American, but he's a translator of Japanese Buddhist poetry. And he taught me my first Buddhism. And Then when I left university to go to live with my lama, it's only 1 hour from my university, and he had a beautiful race car. He had a very expensive, like a Maserati, you know. It was a Firebird, red color, very beautiful. And the day I left, he said, "Do you have a car?" And I said, "No, I don't have a car. I'm going to take a bus," you know. He said, "Take the car." He gave me the key, you know. "Take it," you know. I'm like, "What?" He said, "Ah, just take it, you know. You're doing such a cool thing, you know. Here, here's my car." And he gave me his car, you know. And it was the best car in the university, you know. And I was really happy. And then one day I was meditating, and so me and my lama, I can't remember, we used this car. And then one day I was meditating, and something special happened to me. And I thought I have to buy a diamond, you know. And then I didn't have any money, so, but I had a car. So I drove the car to the nearest town. It's called Lakewood. And I found a car dealer, you know. And I said, "I have this car. I want to sell this car. I have to buy something." Then he said, "How much you want?" I said, "I'll take anything you give me." He said, "I'll give you $100. I said, "Okay." You know, then, you know, he cheated me very bad. I took $100. I gave him the car. Then I went to buy a diamond. So for $100, it's not very big, okay? And I brought the diamond. I have to take the bus home. I didn't have a car. And I carried the diamond to the temple. You know, I put it in front of Chichar Rinpoche's photo and offering, you know. Then Rinpoche, Ken Rinpoche came into the house and he's carrying the diamond, you know. He says, "So you sold the car?" "Yeah, I sold the car, I got the diamond." He said, "Good, good job." He said, "I'll give it to Chichar Rinpoche." "Okay, okay, thank you." You know. Then I didn't say anything else. He just understood everything. Then there was another student there, and the next day he told me, "That's our car. This is temple car. You know, this is, we don't have a car now." I said, "Yeah." He said, "You sold it?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "For $100? I said, "Yeah." "And you bought a diamond?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "That's really stupid. You know, what kind of stupid person are you? You know, like, what a stupid thing to do, you know." Then I felt in my heart I met a demon. In that moment, I thought, this guy, he's just a normal American guy. But I thought in that moment he's a demon, you know. He's a real demon, you know. He's trying to change, he's trying to give me doubt about something good I did, you know. And then I recognize him, you know. So the demon is like that, okay? They don't have big teeth and a horn like that. They look like your friend or something, somebody you met, and but they tell you to do stupid things, okay? They tell you you are crazy or you are stupid. Why you waste your money to go to sit in the desert with a bunch of rocks, you know? And if rocks ever become expensive, this university will be very successful. And so, anyway, that's a demon. So, in the third line of the mantra, du pung. Pung means army. Okay? It's related to the word pungbo, which means pile, but it's a different pronunciation. Pung. So, it means a big bunch of demons, like a whole army of demons. Dupung malu, malu means all of them, okay, all the ones in this world. So again, they are not, they don't look like, you know, evil beings. They look like normal people. But they tell you, they make you to make spiritual mistake, you know. You know, why are you doing that? Why you sit there for 3 days doing nothing? You know, you're losing a lot of money and, you know, you're wasting your time. Like that. They will tell you things like that. So, jom zen means destroy them. Okay? Destroy. Jom. Jom is related to chom. And you know the word drachomba. Okay? This enemy destroyer, arhat. Okay? So they are related. Jom zen means destroy those. Not one demon, but destroy 1,000 or 1,000,000. Okay? Dupumala jom zen. Sangwe da. Sangwa means secret. And Dak is short for Dakpo. Dakpo means owner or lord, okay? Lord of secrets, okay? This is Vajradhara. When the Buddha teaches open teaching to normal people, like normal family people, they will show themselves as a monk. And then when the Buddha teaches special people who've had a lot of training, the Buddha will change their form to Vajradhara. Okay? She's a very beautiful angel and wears a silk and has diamonds and long hair and things like that. Okay? So this is... the Buddha will change the form depending on the student. People ask me, Geshe-la, why you always travel with three suitcases, you know? I say, I have to be a yoga teacher, and I have to be a monk, and I have to be a businessman. It takes a lot of clothes, you know? And like that, okay? So when you are trying to help many people, you have to play many, you have to wear many uniforms. Okay. Sometimes businessman, sometimes monk, sometimes yoga teacher, sometimes hippie. You know, it just depends who is the audience. Okay, so in this case, Buddha changed into an angel. Body is shining with blue light. Okay, somewhere dark. Then that's the third part of Tsongkhapa. Tsongkhapa is also Vajradhara. Okay, Tsongkhapa is Avalokiteshvara. Tsongkhapa is Manjushri, and Tsongkhapa is Vajradhara. These three, okay? Next line. Kangchen Kepe Tsuken Tsongkhapa. Kangchen, Kang means snow. It's the Tibetan word for snow. Kangchen means having snow. In Sanskrit, Kang is Hima. And Kangchen is Himalaya. Okay, Himalaya. Okay, so it means land of snows, Kangchen. Kepa means spiritual people, great, wise spiritual people. It's called Kepa. Do you know the Sanskrit for that? You have to turn your tongue back, okay? Pandita, pandita, okay? Pandita, pandita, okay? Pandita, okay? So... Kepe Tsuken. Tsuk means the top of your head here. Gen means a jewel. And it means a crowning jewel. Okay, so it means all those other lamas are good. They're very nice. But he's like the tip of them. He's like the king of all of them. King of the Dharma. Okay, and he, it's not just the, it's real. It's for real. Okay, he really was. Kajin Kepi Tsuken Tsongkhapa. Then Losan Drapa Shabla Suwanda. Losan Drapa means when Tsongkhapa became a monk, they gave him a new name, and that's Lobsang. Okay, Lobsang Drapa. Lobsang means pure mind. In Sanskrit, it's pure is su, and mind is mati, sumati. And Drakpa means famous, or well-known. It's Kirti, okay, Kirti. So Sumati Kirti is his name, Losan Drakpa, okay? Do you know what his novice name was? He was made a novice by the Karmapa. Kunga. Okay. Do you know any Kunga? Okay. Where's Kunga? She's in the kitchen. Okay. Tsongkhapa's in the kitchen. Kunga Nyingbo. That was his novice name. Losan Drapa Shabla Sumandap. Shabla means to your feet, to your holy feet. Suwandap means I ask you for help. Please help me. Okay. Please help me. So that's the mantra. You are calling Jetsam Kapa. Okay? Then during this retreat, you should do the mantras. When you feel like doing mantras, okay, I'm going to give you a new schedule tomorrow. Okay, Earl, can I do that? For a retreat, I'll give you... I'm going to change the schedule I gave you, just a little bit, okay? And then, it's just a suggestion, okay? Everybody, like yoga, like in asana practice, everybody's body is different, you know? I like Bob Harper, tough guy yoga. We're going to do it tomorrow morning. some people prefer Niguma. Some people like acro yoga. It's just... Everybody's body is different, okay? So I'll give you a schedule. There will be many things to do, and you can follow that schedule. But if you feel like, oh, I feel like doing mantra right now, then you can change the schedule, okay, yourself, according to your body and your mind. If you feel like doing mantras when you wake up, that's okay, okay? That's up to you, okay? And you don't have to do everything, okay? I love to make a very busy schedule. My friends know that. But you don't have to, okay? You just do what feels correct to your body and your mind, okay? You have many things to do. You have the mantra. You have three treasures here, okay? If my suggestion, in the morning you can, after you do the cleaning meditations, okay? Or before, you can do the Jorcha, okay? The first part of this book, the meditation song, okay? You can sing that, you can recite that, okay? Just read it through. It's the first thing in this book. And then maybe later in the morning, you can do the second part, which is the 1,000 angels, okay? And then... In the evening, I like to do Lama Chupa, okay, the third part of the book. Okay, that's a prayer to your lamas. Okay, in between there, you do your meditations. In the morning, I like to do yoga in the morning, but sometimes I like to do it in the afternoon when I feel sleepy. I'll do the yoga in the afternoon instead, and then I feel strong, and then I can do more meditation and like that. So you decide. Or you can do a yoga in the morning, you can do a little bit more yoga in the afternoon. Or you can go for a walk, okay? I suggest you don't walk late in the evening because you might get lost, okay? This is a very big land. And I got lost one day. I live here, you know. I helped to build this place, but I got lost. It took me about an hour to find my house, you know. So... Don't go too far, okay? And try to keep your eye on some building or, okay? I think it's very good to walk, okay? It's very good to do walks. You can do your mantras while you're walking, okay? In the monastery, we do a lot of mantras while we walk. You can walk in a circle in your room, or you can go for a long walk. Wear your hat, a long shirt, okay? If you have sunglasses, that's okay. Okay. And, should be okay. In the summer, there are snakes here, but they shouldn't be out yet, right? Are they out yet? Have you seen any? No. Okay. Then watch for snakes, okay? Maybe they will come out for you. be careful. Be careful where you walk. Okay. Stay on the path like that. Okay. All right. I thought maybe, so now you know the five lines. if you look at that mantra, there's one on verse 10, right? There's one before the five. There's a small one. That's secret. My teacher used to say, that's secret. Okay, you don't need that one this time, okay? That's for people who have initiation, okay? So you don't need that one right now. Okay? All right then. Let's do some more meditations. I mean, just from the book, okay? We don't have a lot of time. We have about half an hour. Tomorrow you're getting up a little bit earlier. And every day a little bit earlier, okay? We said there are seven meditations to clear away misunderstanding and to gain some knowledge. So, how many did we finish? What was the first one? Yeah, for like very strong wisdom, hammer wisdom. And we used the holy body, okay? Second one was for, yeah, based on holy speech, and we used a mantra, Miktama mantra. And we get very subtle knowledge, okay? The ability to handle many details at once, okay? In Sanskrit, they call shatkarma. Shatkarma means somebody who can do 100 things at once, okay? You're like, you don't feel nervous, you don't feel stressed out, you know, you're like those business people who can do 100 things at once, and you just feel natural, you feel smooth, okay? Yeah, do that. No, sell that stock. No, what? Build a building. Oh, sell the building. No, build. No, sell. Build. Sell. Okay, now, okay, like that, and you feel very calm. You don't feel nervous. Okay, that's the second one. Third one. Yeah, you are using the seed syllable, bija, d, and you're going to hear it in your body. Okay. What do you get if you do that one? Huh? And yeah, no more doubts, no more worry about what you're going to do, or anxiety, stress. You can call it quick decisions, yeah, okay. Decisive, okay. Okay, now we're reached number four, okay. Shipa Chaksangi Gone. Oh, you're at Shipa, BZHI, okay. Shipa Chaksangi Gone Sabe Shirab Dupani. The next wisdom is called deep wisdom. Okay. It means ability to see deep into things, okay? So deeper level of things. Okay? Ability to see the deeper level of things all the time. When you go back to Tucson to take your airplane back to Beijing or Shanghai or Singapore or Taichung, then, you know, as I said, there are some strange gas stations on the way, okay? You know, what's that place called? Wilcox. Places like that, you know. Then there are cowboys in those stores, you know. They're like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Some of them still carry a gun. They are neighbors. You know, it's a long drive. It's over 2 hours, I think. And so usually I have to go pee-pee. So we will stop in the gas station. I will go inside. And there are these little bit rough people there, you know. Then now, if you do number four, okay? If you do number four, and you walk into the gas station on the way to the airport, okay? To go pee-pee or something like that, you know? And then maybe you will see some guy he's buying a pen, okay? Some cowboy. some rough guy, you know, he's buying a pen. Or he has a knife and he's putting butter on the bread, you know, and he's holding up this butter knife, okay. Then if you have wisdom number four, you will see Manjushri with his sword, okay. Then other people will see what? The cowboys who got butter, I want butter, okay. But if you practice number four for 3 days, and then you go to Tucson in the car, and you see some guy with the butter and the bread, and he hold up his knife, you will see, you know, you will see Manjushri. You know. It means you see the deeper thing, okay? That's number four. You will see deeper things. Which one is real? The butter knife or Manjushri's sword? Okay, which one? Is it really a pen or is it really a chitoy? Which one? Yeah, it's both, okay. Is there a cowboy buttering his bread?
Yes.
Yes. Is there Manjushri? Yes. Both are there. Both are there, right?
Yes.
Which one would you rather meet? I like to meet Manjushri. Cowboys are also okay. But I would like to meet Manjushri. Okay. Both are there. Okay? Both are there. I would like to meet Manjushri. Okay. So if you want to see deeper into normal things, do number four. Okay, here's how to do number four. Chakchen. We are using Chakchen. Say Chakchen. Chakchen. Okay. So Chakchen means something that the angel holds or wears, which is a special sign. Okay, something that the angel holds or wears, which is a special sign. Hang on, I gotta show you something. Page 90. What is that? It's small for me. 79, is it? Is it? Yeah. What page is that?
77.
Sorry, 77. Okay. What? That's Jimi Hendrix, okay. What's his Chakchen? Yeah, it's a guitar. Unusual guitar, why? He's playing it left-handed. These left-hand guitar players are very suspicious. Okay. Okay, so that's his Chakchen. Chakchen means a special instrument that he uses, okay? What is Manjushri's?
Sword.
Yeah, a sword, mostly a sword. He also has a book and a flower, but mostly the sword, okay? So in number four, we will use one of the Chakchens of Manjushri, one of the things that they're holding, which is special for them, okay? Do the white milk as before, okay? Always start with the white milk, okay? Then the white milk pushes out all the black things. Then comes the gold nectar, right? Out of Manjushri, and it fills up your body, okay? It starts to fill up your body. Inside of each atom is a little sword, okay? Or it might be his book. The book looks like this one, okay? Like that, the book which you saw, okay? That his Manjushri is holding, okay? So inside the atom, it's a sword, or maybe it's a book. Okay. So instead of using the mantra, or the seed syllable, or the holy body, we are using the. We say accoutrement. Okay. They're accoutrement. Okay. All right. Mm. then that sword gives you that wisdom to see deeper into things. For example, at the gas station when the cowboy is buttering his toast. Okay? You see deeper. Most people cannot, they only see the visible level. They only see the butter and the toast. Okay? You see deeper. Okay? If you do this one. The sword gives you that power. And the book gives you that power. Okay. What do you think is going to happen next in this meditation? Yeah, light's going to burst out of each atom. Okay? Light's going to burst out of each atom. Golden light. It will go to all the planets in the world, in the universe. Each planet has at least one Manjushri sitting there working, helping people. Okay? What will it invite back on golden rays of light? Yeah, swords. Lots of swords. Okay? Lots of books. Okay? And they will come back and they will join into the atoms. Okay? And you have to think, Manjushri gave me a sword. Right? Manjushri gave me a sword. Many Manjushris gave me a sword. And then sit there with the sword and think about it. Okay? This is deeper wisdom. You can think about people you're going to meet when you go back to Beijing or Xiamen. Okay? You can think about your job, people at your job. You can think about your partner that you're going to see again. And try to imagine what it will be like to see them on a deeper level. Okay? What will it be like? If you see your husband on a deeper level, okay? Try to think about it, okay? During that meditation. It's fun, okay? If somebody allowed you to see a deeper level of your husband or your two young girls, if you see them suddenly in a different way, what do you think it will look like, you know? Then try to imagine while you're meditating, okay? If you want to see deeper, do this number four, okay? Then it's very fun to see your children as Buddhas, okay? It's one of the most fun things in the world. Stupid people always coming to me, Geshe-la, what? Now my life is ruined. What? My wife got pregnant. You know, then I'd say, you're stupid, you know? Now you have a chance to meet the Buddha, you know? Now, when that baby comes out, for 20 years, you can see them as a Buddha. Everything they do, you know. I tell them, send me a list of the strange things that your kids do, you know. And people send me emails all the time, you know. They tell me cool things. Today, the baby held up a butter knife and a book, you know. Then they're like, get it? Get it? You know? They do very unusual things, okay? You have to watch for it, okay? And then send me some. I like to collect them. I collect them. Winston, some of you guys know Winston. He bought this land, 1,000 acres. He bought this land. He put down his name and he put down his money. He didn't have a lot of money. But I asked him to try to find some land during my three-year retreat. He found this land. Then he put his own signature on the land. You know, he will have to work for the rest of his life to pay for this land, you know. Then he had a baby. And that baby was conceived in a tent at the, what do you call, Vipassana Meditation Society building in Massachusetts? Barre, Massachusetts, yeah. So he and his wife couldn't afford to stay in the building. They're like Jesus in the manger, you know. They stayed in a tent, you know. And they told me later that the baby was conceived in the tent, you know. During the Diamond Cutter course, you know. Which is pretty cool. And then they brought the baby the first time to the class in New York, you know. And they said, oh, Geshe-la, you have to see the baby, you know. So I'm like, okay. And they show me, here's the baby. And the baby goes to me like this. Like, it's like only like 2 weeks old. It's like, I'm like, whoa. So it can be, okay? That can be a lifetime practice, okay? It's not for everybody. My Lama, he had two main students. He let me be a monk. He told the other one, you have to have a baby, you know? And that one had an extraordinary life. He's a great teacher now. And his baby is 30 years old or something like that, you know? And, you know, he learned, his education was baby. My education was monastery. But I think we both are very happy. And, okay? All right. So, you can use it for that. You want to do one more?
Yes.
Okay. We'll do one more, okay? Number five. What you use in number five is the book, okay? You can use the book in number four, but the sword is better, okay? But number five, you have to use the book, okay? So it's a book. It's called the Meditation of the Book, okay? Ngapa Legpam Kigone Chepe Shirup Jutsuni. The text has a mistake. It should be Legpam, okay? Legpam means a book. The apostrophe AM should be BAM, okay? It's a mistake in the text. Legpam Kigone Chepe Shirup Jutsuni. This is the one you should do if you want to become a teacher. Okay? DCI teacher, ACI teacher. You want to teach other people these things, you should do number five. Okay? Tonight I met Vivian Lee from Shenzhen. You have to do this one. Okay? That's number five. How to, teaching power. Okay? Ngapa Legpam Kigone Chepe Shirup Jutsuni. Madhapa Tripa, you do the same cleaning, okay, with the white milk, okay? Clean out the body. Narsina, Dizi Dutra Tamche Kanche Gyu Le Bangi Nambadang. Then the gold nectar comes into your body. And it has, inside of each atom is a book. That's the book you want to explain. Okay, so if you're going to teach, and on Friday I have to teach you Wheel of Life, okay, from Abhidharma. So for 3 days I should think that Abhidharma book is in my atoms of my nectar, okay? Or if you're in Mexico City, you're going to teach some business people, DCI level 4, then you have to see the DCI level 4 retreat manual is in each atom, okay? I'm not kidding, okay? All right, whatever you want to teach, Xinjing, Jinkanjing, Dao Dao, Fei Chang Dao, Ming Ming, Fei Chang Ming, you know, what you are teaching, Dao De Jing, you see it inside the atom, okay? What book you are teaching, you see it inside the atom, okay? It's up to you, okay? What you want to teach next. And it will change every time, every week, it's going to be the next class you're teaching, okay? This time, when you send out the yellow light, you invite all the holy books in the universe, okay? All the good books in the universe, okay? There's a lot. On this planet, there are 4,600 holy books from India survived. 990 were spoken by the Buddha. Okay, in Xizang, there are 200,000 books written from Song Dynasty up to Qing Dynasty. Okay, about 200,000 books. That's in this world. But there are many worlds, okay? So all of those books are coming into you, okay? There are many, many books, okay? All of them are coming into you. And there are nice books from other traditions, you know. There are the Quran, many parts of the Quran are very beautiful, Bible, Old Testament, these things, okay? You can invite them, okay? Come into your body, all right? Cool. And then that power, stay with that power, hold it, think about it, and it's improving your ability to teach, okay? It's changing your mind, okay? I used to go to, what's that place? Bahamas. There's a center, Shivananda Center. They're very good about inviting all other religions to come and talk, you know. So their Lama, 50 years ago, Vishnu Devananda, he started to invite people from other religions to come, you know. So there was one guy, he's a black Christian minister from Bahamas. He used to come to give a talk. And he was 95 or something. When I met him, he was 95. He was still doing headstands and stuff like that. The Swami taught him how to do headstand. And he never has any preparation. He just get up and he give a talk, you know. Very beautiful talk. He never has any papers or... Then I asked him, you know, what... How do you give those beautiful talks and you don't have any notes or... How do you prepare your talk? You probably sit in front of the mirror at home for 3 hours and practice, and then you put the paper down and run to the ashram and give the talk, right? He said, no, you don't understand. I just pray for my Lord, right? His Lama, you know, a Christian Lama. I just pray to my Lama. Put something in me tonight, you know. I don't know what I'm going to say 5 minutes before. You know, I just know how to ask the Lama, you know. I just know how to ask for the blessing. And then I don't know what I'm going to say. And then when I get up, something happens and it comes to me, okay, like that. He also studied for 60 years, okay? That also helps. But, so... Teaching is not something you can plan, you know. It doesn't matter. You prepare many books or you study many things or like that. It's all seeds, okay? Just plant the seed. How do you plant the seed? So I have many, many students who became teachers. Many of them are very good teachers. They ask me, Geshe-la, what's the seed to become a teacher? What do you think's the seed to be a successful teacher? Huh? What do you think is the way to have many students come to your class and listen to you? Huh? Help the other student to advertise their program. Help the other people to, if you are in Shanghai, help the Guangzhou team. If you're in Taipei, help the Beijing team. Like that. Help the other teams to have successful program, okay? That's the only way, okay? You have to plant a seed, right? So the Chinese, all the Chinese organizers, they know this. They're always cooperating with each other. It's very nice. It's not like that in America, okay? You are the best, as usual, okay? The China people are helping each other. The teams are all helping each other. Then all the programs are successful, okay? Like that. That's the seed. To be a successful teacher is to help other people's programs, okay? So all of my students are running around, they are doing the advertising for the other students, and they are paying the rent at the Three Jewels in New York so other people can come and teach and things like that, okay? And this meditation will help, okay? All right. We have about 5 minutes. You are very sleepy. You had a long day. You made a lot of tormas. Tomorrow you have to make the boundary markers. Okay, Earl's going to help you. I decided to change the boundary, okay, because many of us are staying in the campground. So it's not good to make the boundary at the opening of the valley. We're going to make the boundary this gate of the Diamond Mountain gate, okay? The front gate. That way all of us will have protection, okay? So all of us will be inside of the boundary, okay? So we will have the boundary ceremony at the front gate. That way all the people in the campground are covered in the tzum. Then Adam, some crazy young man or woman, is going to run up Tara Mountain. How long does it take you? It takes you about an hour, right? Take me 6 days. He will go to the top of the big mountain. He will put a protector marker. And then somebody has to do this little mountain, which is McCullough Mountain. Okay, this one in front of here. And then I will do the one at the front gate. Okay. I will walk all the way. And then we need somebody. Somebody will put one at the near the Two Boots gate. Okay. And then that will be the... Okay. So that'll... These are the four directions of our trapezoid. Okay. Jerome will explain it to Earl. Okay. And that's... So we have to make... We'll have four big boundary markers, and then you'll have one on your door. Okay. Okay, any question for 3 minute question? I told Mark he could ask me one. Is it that one? Go ahead. Then I'll get the other ones. Okay.
Regarding what we were discussing earlier, I was wondering whether or not there was a difference in the karma that you're purifying that relates to a habituated pattern or a some sort of a addiction,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Versus a one-time occurrence in your life.
Yeah, good. Okay. So when you are cleaning a bad sin, there are two kinds of cleaning. Okay, one is to clean the bad seed which you remember you did. Okay, like I remember what I did when I was, I don't know, 20 years old. I remember, okay? And so I can clean that seed, okay? Because I remember I did it, okay? I did some bad things. Then I remembered them, and I can clean those seeds, okay? So that's cleaning a seed which you remember, okay? You can also clean a seed which you don't remember, okay? I don't remember how I planted it. Let's say, for example, I have an addiction to alcohol or television or cell phone or pornography or anything like that. Let's say I have an addiction. And I don't remember what I did to cause that addiction, okay? I have a... The result of the seed came to me. I have an addiction to one of those things. But I don't remember that I made someone else addiction or... Okay, I don't remember that. Then in this case, you have to use detective work, okay? You have to use logic, okay? I have addiction to alcohol. Or I have addiction to food. Then it must be I hurt somebody in the past with alcohol or food. You know, like I encouraged somebody. I had a terrible, terrible, terrible thing happen to me. My friend, I know one guy, his name, I won't tell you his name. I know him since third grade. We were in third grade together. We were 9 years old together. Now we are 62 or something, okay? So that was 53 years ago, okay? We met each other 53 years ago. We went to the same schools, high school, elementary school. Then I was doing a retreat in Flagstaff, and I asked him, I sent him a message, can you buy me some groceries, because I cannot go out and I forgot something, you know. So he wrote me, he said, yes, sure, I'll be happy to get something for you. And he brought it to me. He drove a long way from Phoenix and he brought me this thing. Then we were talking, you know, and I said, you know, how's your life been for the last 50 years, you know? And he's like, not so good, Geshe-la, you know? And I'm like, well, what happened? He said, this year I lost my wife. I lost my house. I lost my job. I said, what happened? He says, I have addiction to alcohol. You know? And I lost everything. Police took my car. I had many accidents. And then my wife got tired. She left me, you know? And then I have to sell the house because she said, I want my half. Then I said, when did it start, you know? He said, it started in high school when we were friends. It was in high school. I had my first drink in high school. I said, where? He said, Geshe-la, you gave me my first drink. Then I felt so bad, you know. You see, that's a seed for addiction. I gave him the first drink. We were 16 years old or something, okay? And I said, I was in a party. I said, here, have some beer or something, okay? So that was, I felt so terrible when he said that, you know. So in that case, if I have an addiction to food or something, I know why. I know when I planted the seed, okay? And I can work on that seed, I can clean it, okay? But if you have an addiction and you don't remember that you gave somebody a beer at a party, or you don't remember anything, you can use logic. That's why we debate. That's why we study logic. If I have an addiction, I must have done something much smaller, and I must have helped, I must have encouraged someone else to have an addiction. Maybe I gave them a lot of alcohol, or maybe I gave them food, bad food, or like that, okay? So you don't have to remember how you planted the seed. With logic, you can see that planting as clearly as you can see it with your eyes. Or your memory, okay? In Buddhism, we say there's no difference between remembering giving someone their first drink and deducing logic. You must have given someone their first drink, even though you don't remember, okay? We say watching yourself give someone their first drink, whether you remember it or whether you figure out you must have done it, the perception of that first drink is the same. They're both equally valid, okay? Both correct, okay? So you can work on a seed that you have in your mind with these 3 days of meditation, even if you don't remember that you planted it, because you must have planted it, okay? So that's the long answer to a short question. I think we only have -2 minutes, and Serbia should ask a question. Okay, Marina, yeah. And then we'll go home, okay? Tomorrow you wake up half an hour earlier, and every day it gets worse.
So I have a question. We learned so many different meditations here, and we have so many tools. And I'm just wondering, after we're back home, what do you think is the best thing to do? Like, use the meditation based on the need that we have and the problem that we work on? Or is it good to switch them so often, or should we maybe practice one and get good at it and then go to something else? Because I'm like, I like them all and I can see myself wanting to use them all, but I'm not sure if it's like a weekly basis, daily basis, or how do we spread out that?
Good question. You have to balance between two things. One is you get bored if you do the same thing every day, okay? You will get bored. And, you know, you'll say, I'm tired of doing this one, okay? The other extreme is you keep changing it all the time and you don't get good at it, okay? So these are the two extremes, you know? One is you keep doing the same one every day, you get tired of it, you stop thinking about it, it becomes boring, it becomes rote. You are not thinking about it anymore. Then the other, it's like knowing one song and playing it over and over again. Then the other extreme is you try to learn 10 songs every week and you don't learn any of them, okay? And you keep doing that week after week. These are the two extremes, okay? So you have to be somewhere in the middle. I usually tell people, I think 1 month is a good amount of time to do one kind of meditation, okay? So stick to one object for 1 month until you get pretty good at it. And then you can switch to another one, okay? Like that. That's generally a good way to do it, okay? It's like yoga, asana. It's better if you can do it with other people. Other people will support you. When I came back from my first time in the monastery, you know, I came back to my family home in Phoenix, and I said, I'm going to meditate every day at 4 o'clock, like Goenka taught me how to do, you know. And the second day I stopped doing it. You know, so you need Dharma friends, okay? You need Dharma friends. So you are lucky, you are here with other friends. Then get together at least once or twice a week. You know, if you're near Stanley or near Allison or other Jessica, Vivian from Guangzhou, then meet with them, meditate together, you know, 2 times a week, something like that. Then you can keep a good habit. It's like asana. Your yoga, you should try to do with other people. 2x a week or something like 3x a week, if you can. Do it with other people, okay? Then on the day that you feel lazy, if I'm doing with Bertha, okay? Then on Tuesday I'll say, I don't feel like doing it today. And on Tuesday she feels like doing it. Then she will say, no, you have to do it, Geshe-la. Then on Thursday she say, I don't feel like doing it. Then I say, no, I feel like doing it. Then she will have to do it. Then if you have a friend, it's better to work together. Okay, do your meditation with somebody else. Find other people. You know, nowadays you can also Skype, okay? You can do practice by Skype together with people. It's okay, you know. There was a big problem. When was that? 800 years ago, okay? People started to print the book. The Jinganjing is the oldest printed book in the world. The Chinese edition of the Jinganjing, I think it's 878 AD, 1200 years ago. It was the first book printed with a wood block, you know. Then many people got upset. This is very bad, you know. This wood block printing is very lazy. We should write our books. Everyone should write their books, you know. This is so stupid. This modern thing, you know, woodblock printing, it's so lazy, you know, it's not good, you know. People said that, okay? Now everybody uses the printed book, you know, everybody. If I say, please copy this book by hand and bring it tomorrow, you know, you'll say, well, you're crazy, you know. Okay? Skype is the same, okay? Teaching Dharma by internet is the same. It's okay, okay? Okay, your children won't use paper books at all, okay? I tell you that, okay? And they will think you are crazy when, Mom, why are you using this paper book, you know? It's such a waste of time, you know, just use a Kindle or something, okay? All right, so don't be old-fashioned, you know? You can use Skype, it's okay. It's better in person, it's better, but if you don't have a chance, then do with other people. Try to do something with other people. Jigme is teaching the people in Taiwan, I think once a week, by Skype. That's fine, okay? If you don't have a local teacher, then okay. Later you'll become the local teacher, we don't need Jigme, okay? Then she and me can retire, okay? Last thing, okay? Last thing. But, there's a but. But you will never be a good meditator. You will never be a good yoga practitioner. You will never be a good Buddhist if you are not a tough guy. And you do it yourself every day, okay? In your home. You know? The kids are screaming. It's too hot. The air conditioner broke. You're very tired. You couldn't sleep last night. And you just say, I'm doing it, you know. In the end, you have to come to that place. Don't depend on anybody, okay? Stanley say, I'm quitting Buddhism. I'm I got an offer to be a movie star. You know, it could happen. Then you say, okay, Stanley, good luck, but I'm doing my practice every day. I don't care, okay? So if everybody around you quit, everybody around you say you're crazy, you're tired, you're sick, your life is a disaster, your husband left you, you lost all your money, you broke your leg, get up, do your meditation, okay? Next morning, okay? Nothing can stop. You have to, in the end, finally, you have to be like that, or you will never be successful, okay? So start with other people. Start with support group. Use the support group for your whole life, if it's available. But in the end, never miss your practice, okay? Doesn't matter. If other people don't do it, say, I'm sorry, I have to go, okay? We were in Singapore. I heard this beautiful song by Jackie Chan. Where does it go? Endless Love. But how's it go? Yeah, anyway, I love this song. Chi Peng taught me this song. Then he said, there's a movie, Geshla. Then I said, oh my God, I have to see a movie. You know, what's it called? The Myth, okay? It's not such a good movie, but I love it. Then I made a plan. All of us will take a two-hour break on the tour, and we will have a big breakfast together. We paid the hotel for extra room. We pay for extra breakfast. Scott got the video all prepared, you know. And I said, everybody be here at 10 o'clock, you know. And everybody came, and we enjoyed. We saw the movie. It's a very deep movie. It's a Dharma movie, you know. But Kendra didn't come. Where's Ben? He's not come either. I'm praising his wife. Okay, tell him later. She didn't come to the movie, to see the movie, you know, or have breakfast, you know. Then I was a little bit upset, you know. You know, what's wrong? She said, Geshe-la, I'm sorry, I had to do my yoga. You know, she didn't come. Okay, she said, I have to do my yoga. All the teachers and her teacher went to watch a movie. And she said, I'm sorry, I have to do my yoga. Okay, all right. So in the end, we have to be like that. Okay, in the end, you will have to be tough and independent. On the way, you need to have a group. You need to have support from other people. Okay, to get that habit. Good? That's my long answer. Okay. Stanley, will you do this thing? You ready? Yeah. Da 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 da. Okay. She bugi joshi medotam rira. Good.